133, I can only touch on subjects that themselves deserve their own books. I've also tried to cite all possible sources in the footnotes so credit is given and the original works can be explored. That being said, please enjoy your read. I hope you are as entertained as you are informed, and that the book does as right by Cardi as she has done by me, Michelle Duma. Introduction of Terms. Through the course of this book, I'll be frequently referring to terms you may not have heard before, or can be used in multiple contexts, or have historically evolved. I've listed a few below. I hope it serves as a guide to how I'll be using language going forward. Femme. Borrowing from lesbian culture, femme is used to denote characteristics we associate with traditional femininity. Because femness is not specific to a gender, but an overall characteristic. I use femme as a term to encompass female-identifying people making rap. Femme, female, and woman or women will be used interchangeably. In a broad and encompassing way, in front of rapper throughout the reading, especially in the work of others. Pussy rap. A genre of rap best defined by what we'll call the pullover equation. Most will cite Lil' Kim as the godmother of the genre, and that's true. But it's Trina's pullover that clearly denotes all the characteristics of contemporary pussy rap. Not every person with a vagina who raps makes pussy rap. Technically, if you follow the Trina equation, someone with XY chromosomes could make pussy rap. Saucy Santana, a femme gay man, makes pussy rap. Feminism. Cardi's definition of feminism is simply equity. And she is correct. When I refer to feminism in the book, it is referring to the feminist principle of intersectional equity. The Webster's definition, belief in and advocacy of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes, expressed especially through organized activity on behalf of women's rights and interests, is also accurate in the book's context. Matriarchy. For the book, we'll be using matriarchy in the broader context as institutions where women make the principal decisions. Webster's defines a matriarch as a woman who rules or dominates a family, group, or state. Patriarchy. Webster's has a technical, broad definition for patriarchy as control by men of a disproportionately large share of power, and it accurately matched how it will be used in the course of reading. And I'm not going to be using the N-word in this book. When I refer to undistinguished gentlemen, we all know what I mean. I'm also not going to police Black folks' speech, so all quotes from POC will be kept intact. Introduction. Let me fat in peace, Cardi B, Twitter. There was much to be admired in the creation of a Baroque porcelain corset. First comes a painstakingly customized form, cut from fabric or leather, made to fit its wearer like a second skin. The intricate pattern is then recreated with custom-fired, individual glass pieces that comprise the garment. The artist begins delicate application of flaked gold leaf set to shimmer on the corset's boning, and applies the first of what will become layers upon layers of hardening lacquer. Then, piece by piece, ornate, handmade flures are secured to the form, glided, and lacquered again. Next comes the micro-detailed hand painting to create swirls of delicate florals and muted pastels, each executed with pinpoint precision, after which another coat of lacquer is applied. With a jeweler's